By everyone, I mean the 12 people that are listening to this. And this is the inaugural episode of the Odd Man Rush podcast. I'm Chad. Here with me is my buddy Andrew and Sean.
What's going on?
Sean, welcome.
Oh, hello. Yes.
We're going to be bringing you some cold takes. I know you guys are probably used to hot takes. Quick journalism, usually unsighted and rare, but this is going to be very exactly what's going on. And you know, before we get started, our usual structure will be a little different, but I just want to tell you a little bit about the show. If you're listening to this, I know it's hard to get up-to-date news about hockey, and mainstream media coverage, generally speaking, isn't perfect, you know, and you get an ESPN alert about everything that Aaron Rodgers and Tim Tebow are doing, and Tim Tebow hasn't played in a very long time. So we're really just trying to help you understand what's going on, make hockey a little more approachable. As everybody knows, right now the World Cup of Hockey is going on. I think we're going to get into talking about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's a thing that's happening.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's definitely going on right now.
For the couple people that are watching it.
I'm not really sure who's watching. From what I understand from ESPN, it's just been a nightmare. I think overall it's been mildly successful. But, yeah, I mean, it's just not going great.
Yeah, right, kind of what you said. I mean, the fact alone that ESPN is paying to market it, or paying to at least air it, I mean, that's an accomplishment in itself.
Yeah, and I mean, I like it. I mean, I like that ESPN's trying to get back into hockey, because I remember watching, you know, ESPN, the hockey night in America growing up. So, and I liked it when they had the little highlighter around the puck. That was sweet.
That's a big deal, dude. You can track
it. Yeah, it was awesome. I'm sure they've got that trademark so nobody else can do it, but yeah, I'm glad it's, you know, going a little more, you know, broad and people are trying to get into it, but
yeah, sure.
It's not that successful.
I tried to get the highlighted puck thing for the podcast and I couldn't, you know, it was all protected. That would have been great for us to have a highlighted puck.
Yeah, just so the listeners could see what's happening.
Right, yeah, right. Definitely.
Gives you that extra dimension, you know.
But
yeah, sure.
Before the World Cup of Hockey, I mean, it was a great attempt by hockey to try to get people to watch it, like to get more people into hockey, but the only people watching are people who just want the season to start.
Yeah, we're all just like, hell yeah, hockey in September, and that's a major deal though, really. We don't get that a lot, you know?
Yeah, but like they started it, like people just started watching baseball this year. Like, football just started, so no one's watching this thing, other than hardcore hockey fans. And that's cool, it's great for us, but I don't think it really had the effect that it was intended to.
No, not at all, and like you said, I think the NHL, you know, they just want us to watch hockey as much as possible. I mean, it's not making a ton of money, I'm sure, the organization, definitely in reference to the MLB, for example, and NBA, I mean, those are major marketable organizations, but the NHL has had a difficult time forever, you know.
I think the other purpose was to get me excited about USA hockey again, just to let me down.
Like, yeah.
Apparently every 4 years wasn't enough. We got to do it every 2 years now, where I like get real pumped up about hockey and like buy a jersey, and then I just look like an asshole.
Yeah, it was like a little bit of a letdown, though. I mean, because Team North America was sweet to watch, and so there was like USA guys on there. But I actually have a quick cold take right off the bat.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We're coming in cold.
Very cold.
All right, I'm sorry about that. All right, so basically, I'm just saying, hockey. Come on. Everybody wanted to see Team North America advance. And so, you know, everyone else is doing it. Why not just rig the games a little bit, you know? Rig the games. Get Team NA in the finals or something, so
yeah,
people can keep watching it. You know, college football does it. You know, maybe just give the people what they want.
I think it's fair. I definitely do. I think all the other people that are competing hard and they want to win for their country, I'm sure they'll definitely be for it.
I think they'd be into it.
Did you just accuse every other sport of rigging games? And
hockey is just the last bastion of fair play. Yeah, every other sport, essentially.
Great, yeah.
Right, and the NHL in these games, they want the players to go like balls out for their country, and they're not. You know, you see all these a lot of players didn't even do the World Cup this year. They either made up an injury or they had a legitimate injury and said no, they don't want to come, or just simply said they don't want to play because they don't want to risk their, you know, $65 million over 10 years to play some arbitrary game. You know,
right?
Right, exactly. And it's not, the other thing is, it's like, of course, players want to play for their country, but not in a tournament that has absolutely no meaning, and you're playing for that ugly-ass trophy that is just like, why am I, there's like five teams in the whole tournament. Who cares?
Right.
I do love that Ovechkin played, though. That made me really happy, because we didn't get any fat Ovi picks over the summer.
Mm, true.
Like usually,
you did get that sweet Ovi rollerblading through the streets of Moscow, though.
Right, we got Ovi working out videos. Usually once a summer.
which is normal. Which is workout video, yeah.
Usually, like once a summer, you get a picture of Ovi that he looks like chubby and he's like smoking a cigarette or something. And
Partying hard in some club somewhere, you know, it's very Russian of him.
Yeah, but now he was working out all summer and playing hockey, so we didn't get that, and that makes me really happy as a Caps fan, obviously.
Sure. Yeah, so speaking of him partying, Vegas has got a new hockey team.
Ooh, sweet segue, dude.
That was,
I thought so.
That was silky.
Party Vegas. Yeah, I mean, thanks, dude. And that was not planned, listeners, so.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah. Well, I had to listen to these guys talk and just think of a spot to say something.
Yeah, well done, dude.
So the Kings faced off against the New York Rangers 25 years ago. Outside Caesar's Palace, happened in Vegas, and it was a big fucking deal, you know? And ever since then, I think people wanted hockey back in Vegas and the whole kind of not-so-west area out there.
Did that actually happen?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but that's sweet.
Why would I make that up?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's great research on your part. Good job.
Yeah, good job, man.
They don't have a name yet, which is problematic. So I thought, you think we could maybe like help them out with the name?
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
I like that.
Because we could definitely give them some pointers.
Yeah.
We've been in the business for a while, so.
Yeah, a whole 8 minutes now. So
yeah,
I think
we know what we're doing.
I think they would definitely listen.
How about the Maple Leafs?
Like leaves instead of Leafs?
Maybe.
Mm.
Maybe just the same. Just the same name.
Oh, that gives you double the odds to win. I like that. That's
they
actually
need it.
Not bad.
They need it.
I think like the Vegas Strip clubs with gun ranges in them as well.
Sure.
It's kind of a long name, but I think it's unique to the area. And
that was the name.
Yeah. The Vegas. It's the Vegas Strip.
It's a little long. Well, they could abbreviate it
with a gun range inside, also, you know, something along those lines.
Sure.
Yeah. No. I
not
mean,
exactly
Vegas,
that.
Not exactly
conventional.
That, you know?
I like it.
This is just off the top of my head, but yeah, you know, it's low. I think it's something they would embrace there.
Right. I read today that owner Bill Foley already ruled out the name Sand Knights. So, in case you guys were going to pick that, don't. Because he already ruled it out. So, that's one.
That's too bad.
Well, my top one that, my actual, what I thought it was going to be would be like, you know, the Black Knights. And it's like that generic black and white. But I was doing some detective work and I saw that that's probably not going to happen, even though that's the preferred name, because of like legal complications and trademarks.
Oh, sure. West Point, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because I think...
And I think the preferred term is African-American Knights.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't see color, per se, so...
Okay, that's fair.
No, I respect that.
I just call them like I see them.
Yeah, I think I read George McPhee. It's going to be the GM.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy, you know? I'm glad he landed somewhere.
That just terrifies me.
You never know.
He's just going to poach Caps players now. With the expansion draft, he's going to take everyone that's available.
It's a bold strategy.
It's going to be great. One more team name before we move on. The Vegas Business Trip.
Oh, that's good. That is good. It's it kind of just gets it out there right away exactly what's happening.
Yeah, because we have to go to Vegas, but it's for we're not going to have honey.
Right, right.
We're not going to have any fun. It's just a business thing. I'm going to stay in the room the whole time.
Right, it's something I have to do. You know, I wouldn't be going if I didn't have to.
Right, it's just business.
I'm sure they'll have a an interesting jersey. There's a lot of jersey changes, I think, happening right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually have a few more names / jersey combos.
Oh, great. Perfect.
So, I don't know if you want me to just fire them all off.
Just fire them.
Please.
All right, so mine are all, I went with the blank knights. So I'm going to go, they're all knight related. So
you might get one.
Yeah. So the first one is the Bob Knights.
Sure.
As you know, Indiana, Texas Tech coach, number two all-winning legend coach in Division One. Yeah. So I figured they could go with maybe just like a that silhouette of like an old man on the jersey, and beautiful. Then you could go with old guy colors. So you know, silver hair. You know, kind of like yellowing skin.
Yeah, absolutely. And
maybe a little red in there because he always gets so angry.
Well, sure. Wasn't he his see thing that. Just like the sweater? Didn't he just wear a sweater all the time? The red sweater?
Oh, maybe they the sweater. Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, that could be their alternate.
Oh.
Great. Take notes. All right,
so next I've got the Silent Knights. Now, that's going to be Christmas themed, obviously.
Sure.
I was thinking, you know, red and green jerseys. Maybe they could do like a little sleeping cap or something for the helmets. You know, that's a working one.
No, that's good.
These are great. These are so much better than mine. Mine are so stupid now.
They're remarkable. I hope there's more.
Yeah, I've got like three more.
Great.
Please.
We'll do the whole fucking show.
All right. So next I've got the Teutonic Knights. Now, for those of you who don't know, I took a late antiquities class at the university, so I'm pretty much an expert on medieval times and knights and things like that.
Sure enough.
So they were, the Teutonic Knight was the top dog in the knight world. So, you know, you're already coming in hot. You're coming in on top.
That could backfire, though. No, you know, so much hype builds around that name.
Yeah. I'm thinking they could go with one of those big, like, you know, like the Trojan kind of things on the helmets, because knights and stuff. And then I was thinking also that maybe all the players could have the plague. And then I think that can really impact their playing. You know, they're going to be dying shortly. I think they'll really play the best that they can.
Right.
Also, as far as other teams are concerned, I think the way would that they play against them,
that's a great,
would you give really them a good handicap? Shot to win.
So I think that's an all-around kind of thing.
And that might
would
be
you give
the
them
best.
A handicap going into it?
Well, I think with the plague, they're handicapped. Already, but I think that does give them the best home ice advantage in the league.
Yeah.
So that's a great call. Was that the last one? Do you have any more?
Okay. So for my next one, I was thinking they could go with the Boogie Knights.
Sure.
Ooh.
Yeah. They could go sweatbands. You know, orange jerseys. Maybe go with some stars. I think that's a nice one. And then, okay, so here's one that I think is, you know, top-notch. I think they go the Dark Knights. Now, obviously, you've got the Batman licensing in there. I think that's a win-win as far as, you know, bringing in revenue. But what I think isn't being considered is that I think this is a really good opportunity for the inclusion of the African-American community. I think this is a good jumping on point for them. You know, maybe a team that they can rally behind.
Sure.
And get behind. Yeah. So I think that's a good way for maybe some boost in ratings.
Yeah. Maybe you got to worry about, you know, the couple players that there are.
Well, obviously they would trade for all the African-American players.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that was a given.
Great.
So there were some real jersey changes in the NHL, I think.
That's
that actually happened.
Are you sure?
No, I'm certain. I think you know the one in particular, the Penguins.
Oh, yes, I do.
Their 50th year anniversary jersey, right?
I got a real problem
wait,
with the Penguins thing. I really
okay.
Did.
All right, yeah, no, hit us.
All right, every year the Penguins come out, it seems like, with a new jersey, and it's the same jersey every time.
Like, no, this is the 50th
No,
year, Sean.
It's the same. It looks exactly the same.
But it's 50.
Yeah, see, no, this is why you're wrong, Sean, because every other time it wasn't 50.
Right.
Oh, all right, my bad, guys. I was
there's a 50. Did you even look?
I didn't.
What is this?
I didn't.
Freaking amateur hour?
Sorry, guys.
Look, okay. this is what it is. Last year, we had the 50th anniversary edition for just the home jersey. And then we just started using it for the home all the time. And then we still had the away jersey that was just like white with the normal yellowish instead of the like the dark gold, like old school looking jerseys, and that really grinds my gears.
Right, because how do they know that you've been there for 50 years? You know.
Right. Well, like how am I supposed to know what team to root for if you're switching up the jerseys?
Yeah, oh, sure.
But they're not.
It's one thing if it's an alternate.
It's the same one every time.
No, you're
the
wrong.
The only one was different was the blue one, and you were like. The Penguins just said, we can't do this anymore. People are getting confused. We got to go back to what they know.
Oh, I like the blue ones.
The Toronto Maple Leafs? I think they're celebrating 100 years.
Ooh, how's that feel?
So the last time they won a Stanley Cup was 1967. So their new jersey looks exactly like the jersey they had in 1967. This is real. I looked it up. It's identical.
So they're doing a Penguins, and they're just making the same jersey again.
Or maybe they figured if they wear the same jersey, maybe, you know, they don't have a losing season.
Inspire some not shittiness in the organization, yeah.
Well.
That's all I can really think.
We'll see. I'm excited for, like, the people who don't really watch hockey that much to make jokes about how it looks like a pot leaf or something. So that's fun.
Yeah.
You always.
Now it's a more defined pot leaf.
Yeah, that's great. Realism is good. So.
Hey, it's the 21st century, bro.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure. I think the most drastic one is the Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
Which have decided they want to look like a soccer team.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like it.
Do you think they're trying to confuse Jagr? So, like, he shows
up.
Jagr's
already confused.
he shows up. He's like, oh, this isn't my team. My team wears a different looking jersey. And then he leaves, and that's how they get rid of him.
Yeah, I think he takes, like, young medicine.
Because they can't, you can't not re-sign Jagr if he wants to play. Like, that would be, like, a crime against hockey.
We'll play forever.
He might die on the ice. That's
a warrior's death, though.
Yeah.
That's what he's looking for.
It's really the only way he can go out. And then not a new jersey, but the last thing is the Oilers. Have a mascot now.
Oh, what's the mascot?
His name is Hunter, the Lynx, and
he's Canadian Lynx, dude.
He's a Canadian Lynx.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, they're the Oilers, and he's absolutely terrifying.
Oh my god, it's so bad.
It's don't take your kids to an Oilers game. I mean, not that you wanted to in the first place, but, like, now they're just going to have nightmares. Like, you're going to be upset about the hockey. The kid's going to be upset that this thing is going to attack him.
Right. I mean, the literal quote from the VP, or the senior VP of marketing, was, we wanted something approachable and huggable.
They went the complete opposite direction with this thing. It's terrifying.
They were all hungover in the board meeting about it.
Yeah. This thing creeped me right the fuck out. Apparently it tested really well with children, which I don't understand. And the, like, parents, yeah, they're going to go to the games, be depressed because obviously the Oilers are going to lose. And then the kids are just going to cry. So I think you're onto something there. Oilers are going for the old 1-2.
It's a bad move. That's Oilers front office. You know, just like the Vegas guys, you can come to us. We're just ideas guys over here. We're
sure. Yeah, we'll figure something out for you.
So how do you guys think it's going to impact stuffed animal sales?
Nobody wants
What's it going to look like?
Nobody wants that in their home.
Yeah, I can't get on board with that.
So the Oilers mascot's out, I take it?
I'm not down with that.
So looking ahead, I think the first game is October 12th, is that correct?
Yep.
You know, we got some repeat teams that'll probably continue to succeed as they did last year. Looking at the Pacific Division, Sean, who do you think, you know, is going to potentially take it all this year?
I'm going to go way out on a limb here and go with the Sharks.
Sorry, oh, wow.
It's not exciting at all. But
I don't think anybody expected that.
Hey, you're out there, dude.
Yeah, I'm crazy. I mean, it's basically the same team they had last year. I mean, they're still really good. They lost a defenseman, Roman Polak, and they picked up Bodker, so they got some speed. I don't know. I think they're a good team.
Okay.
All right. Well, was that Pacific Division that you said they were going to come in first?
Yeah.
All right. I actually had them too, so.
So what's your, I mean, I'm sure you didn't have the same thing. So, I mean, what are you thinking? Why are they going to be so good this year?
Yeah, I mean, I just figured, again, you know, it's basically the same team. I think that now they just lost in the final to the Penguins. I think they've got a taste now, and they've got some young guys on that team that are going to be itching to get back. And I think now they've got a little bit more experience. Yeah, so, I mean, I think that'll be fun.
Yeah, and that was a stout Penguins team. I mean, after I mauled the sad Capitals loss, I mean, Sean and I spoke about it. It's, you know, at least the team that beat us was the team, you know.
That's yeah, a big I mean, deal. They just got real hot, too, at the right time. I mean, we were struggling there for a little bit.
Yeah.
But we just got going at the right time. Everything started to click, and that's what you need for a good playoff run. So sometimes that just happens. Right, so good luck to the Sharks next year.
This part of the podcast is just upsetting me.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to... all right, guys. It was fun.
We're gonna
stop.
Yeah.
We'll see you never.
No, actually, I went out on a limb. I didn't pick the same team as you guys. I went with the San Jose Sharks. so, I know it's a little different, but
that's a hot take for you right there.
I think they're just my favorite team to watch. I mean, even last year, dude, I just think they're terrifying. They're just one of them teams that you just got to make sure you come correct every week. I like that a lot. I mean, they got I think they picked up Joel Ward. He's the man. And on defense, they have Brent Burns' beard.
Mm.
So I think that's a big deal.
That's a strong beard.
It is. And I think that's worth eight people.
Should I just have, like, make up some reason why the Sharks aren't going to be good this year?
I think we have to.
Okay. Well, so they got beat out in the Stanley Cup final by the Penguins, and they're just deflated. They don't know what to do with themselves.
Rebuild year. Rebuild.
I think you're going to have to blow the whole thing up. And I don't think they're gonna go for that draft pick.
Okay.
It sucks, because we shouldn't have started with the Pacific, because I think we're all going to have the same team losing, too.
Oh, well, I think the team to watch is the LA Kings. The same thing as the Sharks. They pretty much locked. I mean, you got Quick, Doughty, Kopitar all locked down. I know they lost Lucic. That sucks. But really, when you look at it, the three Californian teams in the Pacific Division are solid, really. You know, Anaheim, San Jose, LA, comparatively, there's really nothing else going on. I mean, you look at Edmonton, Phoenix, Calgary, the Canucks, none of them are exciting right now. Not a lot of off-season acquisitions. I mean, I guess you could say Edmonton, you know, they're getting better. Then they go and do that mascot thing, and you got to wonder, you know, what are they even thinking? Do they even want to have a good team?
That's a good point.
So, they got Lucic.
My team to watch is the Flames. I know you just said they didn't really do anything, but Johnny Hockey, man, that kid is just crazy fun to watch.
Yeah.
So I love mainly because he makes me feel like I could play in the NHL because he's just a skinny, scrawny dude and he cuts people up. He's great.
Yeah, they need to lock him up long term too.
Right. That's definitely the theme for teams that want to have continued success, it seems. Teams to watch for you there, Andrew?
Just for the West in general or just for the Pacific?
The Pacific?
I think the Coyotes might be okay.
Sure.
You sound so happy to pick that team as your team.
I mean, everybody's going to be bad. Yeah, everybody's going to be bad. So, obviously, Edmonton's going to be more fun to watch. I actually liked the trade that they made with the Devils for Adam Larson, but that's gotten a lot of heat.
Yeah, you're going to have to explain to me why you like that, because to me, like, when you trade your best player and don't get a player that's that good in return, not that Adam Larson's a bad player, but, like, Taylor Hall was their best player.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got to look at it like this. Okay, Edmonton's been bad for a while, and for the last, you know, few years, they've had top picks, and there's no shortage of talented young, you know, wingers or forwards, and defenders are just impossible to find. A good, young, mobile defender that can, you know, start the breakout, he's offensive-minded, but he also plays well on defense. I mean, that's where the league's going, is these well-skating defenders who can play offense and actually play defense. and aren't just like these hulking guys back there. So to be able to get your hands on one of those guys, yeah, I mean, they gave up one a very good offensive talent. But in their minds, I'm thinking that they think they've got a good core of young offensive guys. They needed to upgrade a little bit on defense. And they think, well, we'll just go out and get a guy if we need to, because that's not that hard to come by.
I just feel like if you trade your best player and then you just create a hellish mascot, like, what are you drunk? What are you doing?
Right. Well, yeah, no, I'm going to have to agree. They obviously are moving, I thought, in the right direction, but then they always kind of, they give you these turns in the road, and you don't know what exactly they're going to do.
All right, we spent way too much time talking about the...
I feel like that was a good amount of time. Yeah. I have my losers, the Calgary Flames, but I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm being persuaded here. I might have to change it to Edmonton because of the mascot.
Mine's Edmonton because of the mascot.
Yeah.
All right, well, hot take, I'm going Vancouver.
Ooh.
They're bad, dude.
They are, man. What are they doing?
They're so bad. I don't understand.
They locked down Erickson. That's it.
Yeah, why?
Neat.
It doesn't make any sense.
But hey, it's the Sedin twins' birthday, so.
Oh, yeah.
So happy birthday, Sedin twins. Keep
Sweden.
Keep being creepy and making people feel weird.
Yeah. Keep it up, guys.
So moving on, we got the Central Division. I mean, what are you thinking? I mean, it's tough. I think this division gets a lot of heat because every year it's usually the same teams at the top. What's your thoughts, Andrew?
Sean and me talked about this a little bit, so I think we're going to have similar picks, but I'm going the Preds. I think the Preds are going to take the Central Division. They are just, they're great to watch, but they just keep getting better. I mean, James Neal, he was meh. I think he's going to come back and be better. I think Pecorine, who was pretty poor last year, you know, considering, is just going to come back and he's going to be, you know, the monster that he's been for the past few years. PK Subban, obviously, that deal.
That's a huge deal.
It's huge. I think, you know, him, you know, lining up with, I mean, he's a dynamic guy. They've got Johansson. They've got Forsberg. They've got three dynamic franchise players, you know, on both sides of the puck. So I think they're going to be the team to watch if they can, you know, mesh and really get things going. I think they're going to be really hard to beat.
Right. I think it kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier about, you know, them dynamic defenders, you know, and finding that. And, you know, losing Weber sucks physicality-wise, but, you know, you get somebody like PK on your team, and that really sets the pace for everything you do all year.
Yeah, and Weber, you know, he's we'll get into that when we go there because I think he's going to be – I think this was a good deal for both sides again. But PK Subban, it's not like he's a tiny guy. You know, he still brings a physical aspect to the game, and they still have older guys like a Mike Fisher who can go out there and lead. So I don't think he's going to be as big of, you know, a loss to that team as some people are thinking.
Sure.
All right, I also had the Preds, so this is less fun.
No, I mean, why?
I mean, honestly, for the same reasons. Like, I hate that Forsberg is as good as he is, but that kid's so good. And they pick up PK, who, I mean, I just love to watch. He's great. I agree about Pecorine. I think he's going to come back because he's an elite-level goaltender. They're a tough team. They're a good team. And they're better than they were last year.
I'm a little different here. I'm thinking the Blackhawks. I hate them from like a deeper standpoint, which is incredibly biased. But I mean, you know, Patrick Kane, Taze, both these guys. I think they signed deals in 13 or 14. I know they're locked down for 10 years each. You know, they got Hossa until he dies. They don't got to worry about Anisimov. I mean, they're back again. And every year they're the same force, man. And I just,
yeah,
they're a difficult team to deal with when they're at their prime. You know, and Panarin, getting him out of nowhere.
Yeah, what was that?
I think they'll make the playoffs. Obviously, I think they've lost so much. You know, they lost Tara Vinen, they lost Brian Bickle, they lost Andrew Shaw.
Right, Shaw's a big deal.
Ladd. They got Brian Campbell, who obviously I like Brian Campbell a lot, so I think he's a good pickup for them, but he's not necessarily, you know, the kind of defenseman that people are raving for right now.
Right.
I think he'll be solid, but he's older. You know, he's going to be a little bit slower.
Sure.
I think they've got a little bit of a question as far as depth on their forwards. But other than that, obviously, yeah, they're still that same team that just wins. I mean, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I think you got to worry a little bit about their defensive situation, too. You know, I mean, they got solid defenders, but all their defenders are kind of exactly what we keep talking about, these, like, dynamic defenders that are very offensive-minded. You don't necessarily have that defender that's kind of an enforcer back there for them, you know? And I think last year, three of their top five assist leaders were D-men. You know, so, I mean, you can look at that and say, oh, whether D-men are joining the rush, or you can look at it and say their forwards aren't really contributing enough, you know?
Taves had a down year a little bit, and obviously Patrick Kane had that monster season. But you got to think, like, from those third and fourth lines, they got to contribute. And when you're losing better players from those lines,
right?
It's not going to be good.
So teams to watch for the Central Division. Sean, what are you thinking?
For me, I mean, this is going to come as a shock to no one probably, but the Wild, mainly because they got Brucey, my boy. I love Bruce Boudreaux. I thought he was great with the Capitals. I thought he was great with the Ducks. And, I mean, the dude just wins hockey games.
He does.
I can't believe he got fired. Isn't it something? Hasn't he, like, never lost his division or something? What is it?
Yeah. Hasn't lost.
He's made the 8 playoffs for 9 year, right? As far as division titles.
Oh, he did lose one.
So it's crazy, man. Like, the dude is a great coach. I can't believe he got fired. I'm happy the Wild picked him up because I like that team. And I think they're going to see some improvement this year.
Yeah. I'm interested to hear, you know, what you're thinking, Andrew.
Yeah, I mean, love the pick because I'm a big Wild fan. Love Boudreaux. I think he's a fantastic coach. Obviously, he gets knocked because he has won so many times. The division, and even farther into the playoffs, but he has not won a cup. So that's the knock on him, but I don't know how you can do that. I mean, a lot of coaches can win and get you to the playoffs, but he's been, you know, proven to do that. Obviously, in Minnesota, he doesn't have the same young talent that he had with Anaheim or with, you know, a young Alex Ovechkin and Nick Backstrom, but I still think they have a great core. Some of their guys are getting a little bit older, but I think they'll be fine. They'll make it to the playoffs. I think I'm going to go with the Avalanche.
Ooh.
I think Colorado was horrendous last year, coming off of, you know, a great, great season. I don't know why they were so bad. I mean, they lost a couple of guys. But, you know, I just think between if Varlamov can stay healthy, you know, there's a few different things going on, you know. Varlamov needs to stay healthy, but also, I forgot who the goalie who took over was last year. But, I mean, he was really just fantastic. And I don't know how they're going to keep him down in the AHL again if Varlamov isn't playing or he gets hurt. I just don't know how they put him back down no matter what. They lost a couple of guys, but I just think last year was a fluke. And I don't think, you know, this Matt Duchene, Nathan MacKinnon, I mean, they're nice. They're a good-looking team.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think that goes back to this division just kind of being sloppy down there. You know, it seems in most of, well, you have the Blackhawks, the Predators over the last couple years now seem to be, or longer than that, 3-4 years have been competing pretty heavy. But I don't know, I think for the loser, I'd have to go Winnipeg. I don't really see them making a lot of moves right now. I mean, they've always been that speedy, shifty team, another fun-to-watch team. Bunch of small guys. I love watching, you know, New England Patriots style teams where it's just a bunch of little dudes beating you. You know, Duke, and I don't know. You got to wonder what Winnipeg's doing.
I've got
Winnipeg
you.
As coming in last place too.
Yeah,
they've got Winnipeg. Some young guys, but they're just going to be bad.
Yep. Sorry, Winnipeg.
Yep.
See ya. So we're gonna move on to the Atlantic Division. For the Atlantic, my winner is Tampa Bay. I got the Lightning. I think they're going to dominate in the worst way this year.
Well, you know, I think it's going to be tough for them now that Stamkos is on the Maple Leafs. Oh, no. No, he's back. He's staying.
Well, heard it here first.
So that's going to be nice. That's going to be nice for the Lightning that
yeah.
that they got to keep him.
Yeah, thank God.
I hate the Lightning.
I think Yzerman, he's a fucking god. I can't really say much more than that. He knows what it takes, I think, for success. He had he lived the glory years. I think he won, 3 Stanley Cups in 4 years, 5 years when he was playing with Detroit. And I think the reason they were as good as they were is because they did exactly what he's doing, you know, locking down all the best players.
Yeah, they literally re-signed everybody.
Yeah, dude. And they had, I think that was the Fedorov era and Nicholas Lidstrom and Shanahan, and they had the dudes. And, he's doing the same thing. You look at Hedman. I think he's a great example of Tampa Bay's system.
Hedman's great, man. He's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, man. And they're the type of organization that, at least to me, seems like they value bringing up young players. I mean, they let him bake in the oven for a while, you know, and they kept bringing him back up, sending him back down, just waiting for him to be ready. And I think a couple years back, he had hurt himself. And then, this year he gets the deal. Besides that, I mean, they're bringing back pretty much the same roster again. And they were great last year. They've been great the past 4 years. I think they've made the playoffs the last 3 years or so. I think under Yzerman, again, they've been incredible. Ben Bishop's back. I thought he was going to take the Vezina last year, honestly. I'm happy Holtby did, but I think they got a solid squad. Andrew, thoughts?
That's not the team I picked, but I completely understand why you did. I mean, they re-signed everyone. I mean, they're going to be the same team. But obviously you would hope better, because you're going to think that Tyler Johnson is going to play much better coming off a sophomore slump. He was pretty poor last year. You got to think Kucherov is going to play, you know, hopefully to the same degree that he's played last year. And you've got, you know, probably one of the best backup goal contenders in the league, and Vasilevsky. So
right.
I think they're going to be, you know, also you're going to have Stamkos hopefully for the whole season. That's right there. That increases your chances like tenfold. So
yeah,
I mean, Sean, you got anything else for Tampa Bay?
The only thing I had written down was say something stupid about Stamkos to the Leafs. So no.
Okay, so you nailed it.
I think I knocked that one out of the park, guys.
They tried their damnedest to get him. They did.
I had the Canadiens. I got another bounce back with Montreal. I think they're gonna be good, man. They were pretty bad last year. I'm not really sure why. You know, they picked up Shea Weber. I think he's a good defensive defenseman. He's also got, obviously, that monster slap shot. He did show a little bit of decline at the end of last season, but they're trying to make a run right now, and they need a big presence in the locker room, somebody else out on the ice physically. I think they're going to be really good. Radulov, I think he's a great dynamic guy that they can just throw up top. And again, this is just one more guy that Andrew Shaw.
Yeah, Andrew Shaw, obviously. that's the big deal.
Yeah, I mean, he's great, great player. And you need those kind of guys who will just sit in front of the net and do the dirty work and mop them up. And he'll do it. And they overpaid for him a little bit. But when you're trying to win right now, I mean, you see this in baseball, you see it in everyone. When you're trying to win right now, you have to sign these players that are in their prime. And then you get them for those prime years.
Yep, absolutely. It's a great point.
So, I mean, they're gonna be paying him when he's, you know, a little bit over the hump. You know, that's the deal. So, yeah. I mean,
Carey Price, we got to keep him healthy.
Yep, Carey Price. And he's been okay. He's been fine for Canada in the World Cup. I think, you know, he'll be good enough. He'll be good enough
for them. I think the tournament was good for him to get, like, you know, get some rust off. Get some real game experience. So when the season
starts. Also, I mean, they're not taking a ton of shots. They're just, Canada's just pounding the other team. And then, like, they get a few counterattacks and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I think they're going to bounce back a lot like Colorado. And I think they're just going to be bounced back and have a season like a couple years ago and make a good run.
Cool. I hope they do. I like the Canadiens. Sean?
I'm with you with the Lightning. That's all I got.
Yeah, I think they're gonna have a great year. I really do. I think mostly that whole division is. I go back to that. It's strange. A lot happens. I mean, you got the Bruins are great every year. The Wings, the Panthers are coming up. I mean, the Sens are always great. Besides the Leafs, I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but you look at that name, it's just sad, man. You want so much for them because they're such this like honorable club that's been around since like the forefathers, but. They just don't do it.
Well, they got Stamkos.
They don't. But they don't.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Sorry.
Yeah. Buffalo, I mean, Buffalo's always somewhat competing, but
Buffalo is my team to watch. I'm actually
I knew it. I knew one of you were gonna have
Buffalo. I'm really excited to watch Buffalo.
They're mine.
Eichel, Reinhardt, Ristolainen, Zemgus, Jurgensens. Let's go. Yeah,
I love
man.
Rasmus. They have a fun team to talk about.
Right? Like what those are the greatest names.
Yeah, they got obviously, you know, name all team 2016, but
yeah.
I just think those young guys.
We'll talk about trophies later.
Yeah. Those young guys playing together, it's going to be a ton of fun to watch. Eichel's great. I think he's a lot better than people thought that he was going to be. I mean, everyone knew he was going to be a good player, but he was fun to watch last year. So I think with all that young talent, the Sabres are going to be fun.
Yeah, I think also with, you know, there was so much pressure on Connor McDavid, and he just kind of got lost in that a little bit, so the pressure wasn't on him as much, and he just kind of went out there and did his thing. And, you know, he's nice. He was the number two pick for a reason. I think that they will be better, but I think people that I just don't think that they're going to be making a playoff push yet. I don't think they're there yet. I think they need a couple more years. I mean, next year, maybe. Next year, I think they might have a shot.
Yeah, they're definitely a younger team.
Yeah, but they need a little more time for their guys to develop. You know, get a little bit more experience. I mean, they look like the Islanders from, you know, a year or two ago, where they have those guys. You know they're going to be good. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. I guess loser, I mean, I'm going to go Maple Leafs. I think that's a given.
Yep.
Ooh, I got the hot take then. I'm going Senators. I think they are butthole.
Wow.
Yeah, they're so bad. Dude, okay, so they fired their coach, and they hired Guy Boucher. Which yeah, I think is an awful move. And yeah, that's no, about terrible. It. They didn't do anything else. They were bad last year. They were not a good team last year. They're just kind of there. They're just not, like, at least, you know, the Leafs, they got something going for them. They got these young guys coming up. I think they're going to be better than people think. I think that they could, you know, finish second or third from the bottom. Obviously, they're not going to be great, but I think they're going to be a lot better this year than they were. And I just think the Ottawa Senators are just moving in no direction. And since they're not going up, they're immediately going down and becoming worse because they haven't done anything to improve and everybody around them has improved.
Right. No, I don't understand the Boucher pick. It's strange. He hasn't done a whole lot. You know, ironically, he is the only coach that will have coached both the teams from the 92 expansion draft.
Oh, I didn't know that. There you go.
What was the other team?
I don't know.
Tampa Bay Lightning.
I hate the Lightning.
Yeah, dude, back to them.
Why are we always talking about the Lightning?
So, Sean, tell us why your Metropolitan winner is the Washington Capitals.
Well, we don't know yet.
Well, you're right there, Chad, and I'm happy you asked. I think I'd have to go with Doi. Obviously, it's the Washington Capitals.
Sure, great point.
They were phenomenal last year. They were so good. Incredible to watch. They just won games, man, all year. Yeah. They just beat people, and like handedly beat people, too. I mean, they score goals almost like no other. I mean, Ovechkin is just a pleasure to watch every night. And then, I mean, the defense is as good as it's ever been in the Ovechkin era, and I think they're going to do it again.
Yeah,
it's exciting to see him. Well, I mean, it's been the big talking point for Ovechkin as long as he's been in the league, but it's nice to seemingly see him buy into the system. You know, we talk about it all the time, but it seems like he's sold on this one, and I mean, you rarely see him, you know, back-checking at his own will. So, I mean, when a guy's doing that, that's a big deal.
I mean, DC-based, so Washington fan. I think they're going to be really good again this year. I do want to talk about, not on this podcast, but maybe on one of our next ones, I want to talk about the Washington power play, because I don't understand how teams haven't, you know, locked down Ovechkin, put like seven guys on him and just let anyone else take a shot. I don't get it. But
it's, well, the blue circle's lava.
Don't go in the blue circle. Don't go in the blue circle. So, I mean, I think they're going to be good. And the reason that I picked the Rangers as my first place in the Metropolitan Division is because I want the Capitals to make a run in the playoffs, and usually the team that wins the conference does not make it very far. The number one seed, at least in the East, does not have a good track record of making it very far. So I'm thinking they come in second, and they make a deep run in the playoffs. I think the Rangers, you know, they always just kind of do that. They always just kind of end up at top. I think they've got a great, you know, still they've got great guys. They signed Nathan Gerby, who I love. I love Gerby. He played for the Hurricanes for a while, if you guys didn't know that. And also for the Sabres for a little bit, I think for only a year. He's just like a tiny guy, and he's just an engine, and he's nasty. They've got a little bit of a cap issue. So there's rumors that they might trade Staal or Girardi or Stepan or Rick Nash has been like really out there. But JT Miller just re-signed to a really friendly deal. And, you know, it's hard to bet against Lundqvist. I think they're going to be good. I think they're going
to
be really
good. So, if I'm understanding this correctly, you picked the Rangers because you want the Capitals to do better.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, great. I mean, I can get behind that.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I'm doing it for the greater good.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, my winner is also the Washington Capitals. I mean, I think they're dominant. You know, the Penguins, they work us in that playoff series. If that goes a different way, I'm interested to see how the rest of the Stanley Cup playoffs go. But you look at all the Caps' flashy all-stars. I mean, you got guys like Carl Alsner and Nate Schmidt, Tom Wilson, Philip Grubauer. I mean, these guys are just, they're studs, you know, and they're talking about them league-wide. You know, I just think these are the guys that are going to carry us, these fourth-line guys.
You missed the best one, man.
Yeah, and you didn't and
say,
that's
you didn't say Jay Beagle. Ones. You didn't say Jay Beagle.
Beagle might be a little too flashy. I mean, Beagle, he's the king of flash, so you got to be careful.
God, I love Jay Beagle.
Yeah. No, I think team to watch for me is going to be the Pens. I think it's real close winner-wise, I mean, between the Caps and the Pens. I mean, every year it's a lot of fun to watch that rivalry, which is a legitimate rivalry opposed to the Wednesday night, you know, the Caps-Blue Jackets rivalry. But
classic.
I think Lovejoy leaving the Pens, I think that's going to be a bigger deal than people might think it is. I think, Andrew, maybe you can attest to that a little bit.
I mean, I still like our chances. I think we're going to be good again. I think Pittsburgh's going to be good, man. I think we're going to be good. I think Lovejoy leaving, it's not that big of a deal. He's a slower defender, and the system that we're trying to run now, you know, with these guys, with like Crystal Tang, Trevor Daly, we want these fast guys. I mean, it's, again, league-wide, they're trying to do these kind of agile, puck-moving defenders. And so we've got them. We just re-signed Justin Schultz to a one-year deal, you know, real cap-friendly guy. And I liked him last year. He barely even got into the team because, you know, all the other defensemen were just playing out of their mind. And I like him again. And I think the real issue is going to be at the goaltending position. You know, Fleury's going to start the season because Matt Murray got hurt during the World Cup. But, you know, I think we might see more of a... I think they're going to honor Fleury because he's, you know, they're paying him and he's been the guy for a while. But sure. I think we might see kind of a Dallas thing going on where they're just splitting time straight up between Niemi and Kari Lehtinen. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, obviously, I think we make the playoffs.
So is great. That- I think loser for me would be the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, that's what I got too.
I have the Devils.
Ooh.
I don't know how they were good last year. Honestly, they shouldn't have won that many games. I know they got a lot better with Taylor Hall. I'm not saying they're a bad team. I just think the Metro is really good. I don't know. They won a lot of games last year that they probably should have lost. Adding Hall gives them...
Yeah, they did.
More scoring, but I just don't think they can do it again.
Yeah, I don't know. They're a weird team for me.
But you think they're going to be better than Columbus, though?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to have a little bit of a debate here. Sue me.
No, yeah. I think it's weird, man. I don't know if I don't hate the Devils. Like, I feel like they're like sneaky okay. They're like the Baltimore Ravens or like a team that you don't want to get beat by, but they beat you. You know, they have solid, quiet guys. They got, I mean, Enrique, Zajac. They got solid four. You know, I don't know. I think they're a different team. Corey Schneider.
Yeah, Schneider's nice.
You know, that's great to have back there. He's always been reliable.
Right. I mean, I think they really leaned on him last year, and they were just winning all these one goal games. And I think this year it goes against them.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Absolutely. Could have gone either way.
I can't disagree with that. I mean, I don't think they're going to be great either. I mean, I like Bo Bennett. Obviously, he was a Pens guy.
And oh, right. That was this year.
Yep. They picked up Lovejoy, too, and Taylor Hall, you know. So I think they've got some decent players. I think last year they got lucky with a lot of games, again, like you said. They always kind of get up to play the Penguins and the Islanders and the Rangers and guys like that, so... Sometimes you get victories. I think Columbus is going to be worse. I think the Devils will finish just ahead of them. I just don't see how, you know, like a few years ago, Columbus looked like they were going to be good.
Yeah,
for a while.
They did. It was exciting.
They had the guys, and then
a couple stars gravitated towards that. You know, they went there on purpose.
Yeah. I mean, and then they trade. You know, Ryan Johansson. I mean, I think Seth Jones is a really good player. I mean, again, he's that same kind of defenseman that we've been talking about. He's only like 22. He's a solid guy. But their whole team just seems to be like meh. Yeah. Like every guy is like a guy that you would just expect to be on another team in like the third line.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel about their whole team.
I just look at their lineup and it's like, oh, that's where that guy went. Guess he's there now. I mean, I just don't... Who's the one defenseman that they have who, like, his parents took all the money from him? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Yeah. Is it Jack Johnson?
No, that's the guitar guy.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
I'm sorry, I'll leave.
See you, bud. But, yeah. So, you're saying because...
what's the story? Somebody took all his money, or...?
Yeah, I mean, look it up on your own time. We're not here to educate you.
Fair enough.
Hold on, I'm looking it up right now. I'm pretty sure it's his name.
What's his name? Oh, it's Jack Johnson.
Yeah, see?
Oh. Good job, Andrew.
Yeah, dude, well, why didn't you just say that in the first place?
I should have. That's on me.
Sorry. Yeah, so, like, that just seems like their entire organization is, like, that guy.
Are you saying because Jack Johnson got money robbed from him by his parents that they're going to be a bad hockey team?
Yeah.
And that's I can see the correlation.
That's amazing.
Good job. I think it's just, you know, it really leaks into the clubhouse, and all those guys are going to be like, it's just a bad culture on the ice.
Yeah.
Bad culture in Columbus. Yeah.
You hate to see it.
Yeah, it's a real shame.
Yeah. So, I mean, what are we thinking about? I mean, we talked about the teams, obviously, but there's players that make up them teams, and they all have a role. And some of them roles might be forward, some might be goalie, defense, for
those
example.
Those are some solid points you make,
wow,
you know?
This is great.
And I think they should get awards. We should talk about who might get them awards this year.
Wow.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Sean, you want to start?
Yeah. That was the worst segue of all time.
I tried to be as slow as possible. Man. Thanks.
Yeah.
What award are
we
doing first?
Really tied that all up for us.
I'd like to hear rookies. I think it's the Calder Award. That's what it's called.
Great. Rookies, Austin Matthews. Is there a debate?
Are we all going to say Austin Matthews?
I think so.
I've never heard that guy before, so.
Oh, it's Austin.
Oh, Austin.
Austin.
I got it.
No, it's not fun to take the guy who was the number one pick or anything.
All right, I'll go Patrick Lane. Lane is just going to clean it up, dude. He's going to bring the Winnipeg Jets the playoff berth that they need. You know, I think...
Can you also pick them losers of that division?
You know, being a loser is so subjective, Sean, when you really think about it. There's so many Winnipeg fans that wouldn't agree.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
What about... tell me why Ovechkin's going to win the Rocket Richard Trophy again.
It's his. I think they gave it to him before the season now.
I heard they were going to change the name of it.
They probably should.
Andrew, thoughts? Who's winning it?
I'm going to go with Tyler Seguin.
Nice.
I think, don't kill me, I think Ovi's going to slow down just a little bit. He's not going to score as many goals as he has last year or in the years prior. I think this is one of those years where maybe he takes more of a team approach. He gets a little more assists and not as many goals. And I think Tyler Seguin, you know, hopefully he can play the whole season. He put up some big numbers last year. I think their offense is, you know, top notch. And I just don't, I mean, between him and, I think, you know, Jamie Benn too, I think he put up some really solid goal numbers last year. But I think Sagan's just going to be too nice this year.
Yeah, they're dangerous together for sure.
Well, you weren't paying attention, Andrew. Ovi's not fat this year. So I don't think he's slowing down. Next year where there's no World Cup of Hockey, but he's not fat this year. So
no, I know. That's why I think he's getting soft. Because, a strong Ovechkin would just get fat in the offseason and drink a lot.
Yeah, he had that layer, you know.
Yeah, he's getting soft. So he thinks he needs to stay in top physical position. Peak condition.
If you're going to say anything, I thought you were going to go with he's married now, and now he's not going to be as good because he's got the wife at home.
Yeah, I'm going to piss you guys off and say Steve Stamkos is going to win the Rocket Richard.
What, with the Leafs?
Yeah. Him and the Leafs are going to... It's going to be, it's gonna be the Leafs versus the Jets in the championship. And, that's my hot take. I don't like doing them too much. I like to stick with the cold takes.
Two Western teams in the finals. I like it.
Yeah. So, it's a little different, but... I think it could work. I think everybody will be on board with it.
Great.
So, Vezina, me personally, I'm going to go Holtby. I think Holtby's going to repeat.
Ooh, a repeat?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. What about you, Sean?
I would love for Holtby to do it again. I feel like coming in, I think everyone's looking forward to the Carey Price thing. I think him being back is going to be great. If he gets back to form, I think he's going to win it.
Okay. I picked Pekka. I mean, I talked about him earlier. I think he's going to, you know, be right back up there. And I think he's got some good defense in front of him. I think he's going to put up some really good numbers and get back to where he was. And I think he's going to be their leading force.
Yeah, for the Selke, I like Chris Kunitz. I think he is at the like peak of almost being so much better than he is. Every time I watch him, I feel like he's on that verge. I'm a big fan of him. I think that's who's going to take the award this year. It's a little unconventional. He's definitely not your attractive pick, but I think he's got exactly what the trophy encompasses. Thoughts? Denials?
I don't know. What do you think about that, Andrew, as the resident Pens guy?
Goodness for the Selke?
Yeah.
I mean, I like it. I think that's actually a pretty good pick. I mean, I went with Taves, which is a pretty, you know, easy pick. I like that Kunitz pick. I think that's actually a pretty good pick. He's a hard worker. I mean, if Pascal Dupuis was playing, I would have picked him, but
right,
he's out now. I like it. Who'd you say, Sean?
I'm gonna go with Backstrom. I think this is the year that people realize that Nick Backstrom's really good at hockey. He made his first All-Star game last year, which is insane that was his first All-Star game.
Wow.
Yeah, but, that's dumb.
It's robbery.
I think people are going to pay attention. I know people were lobbying for him last year to get some votes. I'd love to see him win it.
All right.
We got the Norris best defenseman, Andrew.
Yeah, I got to go Brent Burns.
Brent Burns? It's the beard?
Yeah, he's too strong. Yes. I mean, he's just so nasty on both sides of the puck. I don't think he's going to put up, you know, as many points as he did last year. I think there'll be I think that was a one of a kind kind of season, but I think he's still going to put up some really good stuff. And obviously on defense, you saw it last year when he was playing against Crosby and those other, you know, Phil Kessel, Malkin, you just don't get around him.
No.
Unless you catch him out, I mean, you can't get by him. So I mean, he's a top guy.
Did he hit 30 goals last year? I mean, he was real close. I don't remember if he did or not, but I mean, to even be close to 30 goals as a D-man, that's...
Yeah, I mean...
Just don't talk about that.
Yeah, he put up like second line, you know, winger numbers.
Yeah.
So
Sean, what are you thinking for your D-man?
I honestly, this trophy, out of all of the many trophies there are in the NHL, this one bothers me the most because of that whole debate between Carlson and Doughty that went down last year. I mean, they're both great players. I don't know why people can't just accept that, but like,
yeah.
I mean, is it an offensive defenseman? Is it defensive defenseman? I don't really care. I'd just take either one of them. I'll take Carlson just to say, I mean, he's a ton of fun to watch. He's great. He's the kind of guy we've been talking about basically this entire podcast. He can move the puck and he's going to score goals and get assists and stuff like that. So I'm going with Carlson.
Yeah, I'm going to go Shea Weber. I've been talking a ton about the Preds tonight. I think he's just another piece to that puzzle. He kind of rounds everything out. You know, I think he over 10 multi-point games last year, and he's not that type of defenseman, in my opinion. I think he's more of that defenseman that you want on your back line that's going to protect everything. But, you know, 20 goals last year to have that type of production, it's exciting. You know, looking at the Hart Trophy, too, MVP candidate, I'm going to go Tomas Fleischmann.
Oof.
Yeah. Oof. I think he wins the Hart and Bounce Back Player of the Year.
Wow, Flash. Great.
For a guy who's not on a roster, that's going to be super,
yeah,
super impressive.
So, yeah.
Let's see what happens.
That's great.
Well, that's a great take. I like it.
Thanks.
I got a really cold, ice cold take for you.
Ooh,
I don't know, Sean. Can you guess it?
Is it Sidney Crosby?
Oh, it is. It is.
Oh, I know him.
Sidney Crosby.
Sid the kid, who's not really that much of a kid
Sid
anymore.
Sid the middle aged man. It just doesn't fit as well, you know. So. I realize that's a lame-ass take, but, I mean, the way he's been playing, I just don't see how, you know, as far as most valuable player, you know, for Canada, he's their MVP. So, I mean, yeah, I think he's gonna pick up another.
Sean, thoughts?
I'm going to go with Stamkos. I think he's going to make the Leafs a great team. I think he's going to pull him out of the basement.
Sure. Round him out.
On his back. I know, the fourth time I make that joke, it wasn't even funny the first time.
No, it's getting funnier. It is. It's one of those slow burns.
I'm going to go with Stamkos with the Lightning just to be different. I was thinking about saying Crosby, and then I couldn't bring myself to do it. He's a great player. And then I was thinking about Ovi, and then I didn't want to just pick all Caps players to win all the awards.
they will.
But, I mean, inevitably they will. You know, Stammer.
Right.
I don't think that's a bad pick. I picked him for the Art Ross, so I think he's going to have a really good season.
Yeah, I think the Lightning in general, I think they're really poised to do something good again. I mean, they've been one of them teams that we've been talking about for a while, well, on this podcast and in hockey, generally speaking. They're not going anywhere. You know, they're definitely one of them teams that are well-built and well-managed. And I saw we had some additional notes here, things we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, some news around the league. I don't know if you guys saw or not, but there was a training camp fight, our first training camp fight of the year.
Yeah.
Bobby Ryan giving it to some rookie.
Yeah.
That's great. You love to see that.
Yeah, did you see the hit?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It just looked high. It looked like,
you know, obviously the kid was probably nervous. I just didn't look intentional. Now, the first question is, you know, okay, what are you doing, you know, essentially boarding a guy anyway in practice? Not even practice. I mean, you're in training camp. So he's probably trying to make a name for himself and, you know, show the coach he can hit well. But, yeah, I it got overblown. And I think the quote from Bobby Ryan was, you know, I just saw a guy that I've known for 5 minutes take out a guy I've been teammates with for three years. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think it's, you know, that's a great way to make a name for yourself is let Bobby Ryan kick your ass for a little while. And I think it worked, except that I don't know the kid's name. So I hope things.
I'm sure the Coyotes will sign him.
Yeah.
Maybe the Nucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
They need something.
We'll go somewhere.
People going.
Yeah.
Other than that, the Marchand deal.
Yep.
Today.
I got something on that. Did you guys hear this about how much, like, there was so much chatter about Crosby and Marchand? You know, maybe Pittsburgh's going to deal for Marchand because they've been playing so well together at the World Cups.
I did hear
that.
Right.
I did too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand that at all. Like, I don't know what people were thinking, like, why that was going to happen. It's like it would be cool. Nice. First of all, the Penguins have absolutely no cap right now.
No, they don't have 50 mil right now?
No, dude, surprisingly enough.
Huh.
I mean, we don't have 6 mil a year to blow on a guy, you know, let alone, like, 1 mil. So, the second thing is, okay, it's Team Canada. Like, you know, sweet. John Tavares, Steven Stamkos, and Claude Giroux playing on the same line together is pretty cool, too. But that's not going to happen in the NHL. Like the Flyers aren't going to deal for Stamkos and Tavares, or even one of them. So I just didn't understand why this was such a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, you could basically put, like, it could be Crosby, Brad Marchand, and, like, me on a line, and we're going to look great together.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that was all overblown. But good for him, get that money.
Yeah, I mean, I think, obviously, good for him, too. I think they're overpaying, you know, 6 mil a year for 8 years. The dude's already, like, 32.
Right. I think that probably had something to do with the, you know, at least the rumors. People thought he was a lot cheaper than he is.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that the Bruins didn't want to lose him because he's such a big deal for them, you know, and I'm not really sure where their organization is going. It looks like they've been taking some steps backwards. So to sign up a guy like that, I mean, it's fine. But, you know, they definitely overpaid for it. I looked up a couple other guys that are making 6 mil a year. And so if you guys would take any of these guys over Marchand, you just let me know. So this is only a few. We got Zetterberg, Kyle Lokposo, Joe Pavelski, Taylor Hall, Logan Couture, Matt Duchene, Milan Lucic, Alex Steen, Tyler Seguin. And those are guys that are making, like, at 6 mil or, like, a little bit less. So
have you seen Marchand's nose?
True. Well, yeah, so obviously he needs a little bit of extra dough to fix that up, but
right. And that's an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
I was going to make a terrible nose pun, but then I decided
thank you.
I've been a roll all night. So I just didn't do it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I took the hit.
Thanks. And this came out today about the Jets. Bob McKenzie tweeted that the Jets are looking for a high-impact trade, something one-for-one. Yeah, I bet you are, Jets. You probably should have thought about that.
That's groundbreaking stuff right there.
What, did their GM just wake up? Like, was he in some kind of coma all summer, and he woke up, and he was like, oh, shit, we should get some players.
Wow, we are really bad. You think anybody will take, like, I'll trade you Dustin Byfuglien for literally anyone on your team. How does that sound?
So, yeah, big news.
I mean, I will say, though, that, again, like, today, like, I guess right after that, or maybe before that, was Jacob Trouba handed in a trade request. Now, I don't know if you guys know who that is. I followed him for a little bit last season. He's a really good young defenseman. And I'm not there. I guess he's got, like, some problems with playing time or something like that. Your boy, Marcus Johansson, came out and said, dude, I don't know where you're going to get better playing time. You're on the Jets, bro.
Yeah. So I feel like if you're not cracking that lineup, I mean, I know he's playing, but if you're not getting more minutes in that lineup, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. And he's getting like 27 minutes a game.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, what are you looking for?
Right.
Like, if you want more ice time, you got to play goaltender, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Or bro. Defense, I guess.
Yeah, but, I mean, honestly, if they were going to trade this guy, they're looking for a one-on-one impact guy,
Rick Nash, you know?
Yeah, that's a good thought.
Rangers, looking to get rid of some payroll. Yeah. Truba, young guy, not a lot of cap space. Good defenseman.
Yeah, good thought. Something the Rangers need right now, too.
Yeah.
That's right. Jets, call us up when you're GM to sleep all summer. Let us know, and we'll help you guys out, too.
Yeah, so many shout-outs to teams.
You know, we'll help anybody out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so.
It's cold out there.
All right, what else
we got? Well, it's cold out there. Let's do some cold takes. I'm fucking murdering these transitions.
I know, you really are. Good job by you.
I mean, Jesus.
All right, who wants to start?
You do.
I'll start. I'll go.
Cold takes. I got one here. I'm not going to go too far and beyond. And I'm going to say Nicholas Backstrom, 2 assists a game for the first 5 games.
Ooh.
It's my cold take.
Okay. So they're coming out. Ah.
That's a lukewarm take. I guess it couldn't happen, but I'm still feeling like it's happening.
Sean, what are you thinking?
Cold take?
Yeah, I mean, either way.
I feel like everything I've said thus far is a cold take. I don't know. I don't really have anything prepared. I feel like I ran through them all already. I gotta give me a minute, and I'll get you one.
All right. Well, I'll transition into a cold take to prepare you for yours. I've got that nobody is going to be kneeling during the anthem, and do you know why?
Because most of the players can't speak English. They don't know what's going on.
That is another good reason, but there's another. The other reason is that they're all white guys or Canadians.
Mm.
Like, there's nobody, even the black guy, the only black guys that play are Canadian.
Right.
So, Canadians, I think they feel pretty good about, I don't know, maybe they send a message. You know, shots fired across the border. You know, they
kneel. They're happy with their level of rights.
Yeah. They said, we're better than you. Also, so, we'll stand for our anthem, but we'll sit for yours.
It's hard to take a knee because you're on ice and it's hard to get up.
Yeah, you slide.
And obviously you'll be sliding around and you don't want to look silly, you know, sliding around during the anthem. Maybe people think you're dancing and that's just,
oh,
you're not
going to us. That's a whole new thing.
We wouldn't want that. Oh, speaking of dance, God, man, I don't know. Never mind. I had some ideas to make hockey more popular.
Cold takes.
But we're running.
Good one, Sean.
Sorry. Cold takes. Leafs are going to be bad this year. That's my cold take. I don't think Stamkos is going to have that impact they thought he would. I'm done. I'll leave.
Okay. Well, Sean, it's been great. It's sad it didn't work out.
Yeah, it was nice to have you on, dude.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
I have one, and it's that I'm not sure when their first game is, but the Penguins and the Flyers will get into a fight. There's a cold take for you.
That's frigid.
Oh, yeah. It's ice cold. I mean, it's going to happen.
Okay. I got a real cold take for you.
Woo!
All right. First game of their season, the Capitals are playing in Pittsburgh, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
There's going to be at least a 5-minute video about the rivalry between Ovechkin and Crosby.
Oh, God. Yeah. Before the game starts?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
they're going to show that video, that clip from the playoffs like 5 or 6 years ago when Ovi hits Sid on the bench, near the bench.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yep. So you mean every other Penguins Capitals game ever, the same thing's going to happen?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Forever.
That is a cold take.
Well, it's the rivalry.
Yeah, and the rivalry. That'll be a Wednesday night rivalry for you. I've got Jágr scoring 20-plus goals again.
Hmm, that's a lukewarm take, I'd say.
Yeah, that is a little that's a little toasty take for you.
It is.
That
left your ice water out.
Yeah.
That transitions me to a segment that I wanna have every week. It's called Jágr Watch.
Jágr Watch.
And for this week, he's still in the league. He's still in the league, and his mullet is back. So yeah, there we go. Claps for Jágr.
Puffin.
Way to go, dude.
He seems to come full circle. From when he started with the Penguins, he went mullet. He was very good, and then he kind of declined there for a little bit. He was some garbage with the Capitals.
What was his hair situation? I forget.
Oh, it was short.
Hmm.
Yeah. And he seems to have come back. I mean, it seems that all of his playing ability rests in his lettuce. So I guess we'll see.
So do you think it has anything to do with the Penguins bringing back that same jersey again?
Well, it's not the same jersey.
It's got a 50. Did we jersey, talk?
So I'm not sure what you're not getting about this.
All right, sorry.
It's the 50th jersey. It's
the 50th time they've made this jersey.
You're a fool.
Yeah, well, there's 50 different ones. You can look at them all online.
Gotcha. All right, is that all we got?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. That'll probably conclude week one.
All right, we went a little long, but that's okay. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Getting the
I think that's a good, you know, it was good.
All right.
We had a good time. No, regardless if anybody listens or
there's definitely like, not anyone listening to this at this point.
Like, well, you don't
lost,
know.
We lost everybody.
As far as I know,
that NSA, girlfriend in the other room, there's people listening.
All right, well, all right, see you guys.
All right, great.
See you. DJ Rico on the track.